Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
But I'm like, where you get a drink from?
Is this Love and Hip Hop? Is this Real Housewives? What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, music lover Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
Yes, it's a brand new week, Monday, brand new things to talk about. So the VMAs went down last night. You know, we got to give our recap on that. Also, A Boogie was arrested out in London. DX Rising Star Young Blue is changing his name. And Lil Baby Security had to put hands on people right here in North Carolina. Let's get down to it. All right, let's kick it off with the VMAs. So, top award of the night. Should we get right into it?
Let's start out with a bang. Who took that big prize home?
Lil Nas X. You know, he has everybody talking every time. So this was not a surprise to me. Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Yeah, one video of the year.
I mean, it was an interesting video, so.
Go ahead, Lil Nas. We got to give you your props. We got to give you your congratulations. Especially by winning over the people that he was up against. Because he went up against Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion's WAP. Mm-hmm. DJ Khaled and Drake for Pop Star. A video star in Justin Bieber. You know MTV loves to give Justin Bieber its awards.
They do.
So I was surprised that one didn't win either. And then you had Doja Cat and SZA, Kiss Me More, Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits, and The Weeknd's Save Your Tears. So Lil Nas X won over all of those people.
Yeah, and those were all like big hits, big visuals. So for Lil Nas X to win that, definitely a good look.
Right. And, you know, speaking of looks and Lil Nas X, his look was definitely a topic of conversation last night.
Yeah, what he wore to the red carpet was like a purplish dress suit type of thing.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if it was a dress or a suit. Yeah. I guess it was both. But then it was like not even really a suit. It was like a kind of matching top and bottom. I don't know what you would call it. But of course, Lil Nas X had everybody talking with that. Also, his hairstyle choice. It was like a mullet / Jerry curl hybrid type of thing.
Definitely only Lil Nas X could pull that off, I feel like.
Lil Nas X or Rihanna. Like, ooh, those are the only two people that could pull off a mullet right now. Right. I don't know what's going on. But let's get into some of the other categories. So, Artist of the Year.
Yeah, so Artist of the Year, that went to Justin Bieber.
What did we say? MTV loves to give Justin Bieber all the awards.
They love him for real, for real. And he beat out Ariana Grande, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, that Olivia Rodrigo, and Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know it's serious when you beat Taylor Swift for the award.
Yeah.
Now, Best New Artist presented by Facebook went to Olivia Rodrigo, to your point about them also giving her all the awards. Mm-hmm. And she beat out Sweetie, Polo G, Giveon, and 24 Karat Golden. Okay, I think they could have gave that to Giveon. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Or the Kid Laroi was pretty good for the artist. Oh, yeah,
true. That's true.
Yeah.
Kid Laroi. Okay, Best Collab. Who we had in there?
We had the 24K Golden and Ian Dior with Mood. You had Cardi B and Megan with WAP. You had Doja Cat, SZA, Kiss Me More, Drake, Dirk, Laugh Now, Cry Later, JB and Daniel Caesar, and Giveon with that Peaches, and Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa, Prisoner.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And then Doja Cat and SZA won that, of course. That's a moment right there. I was really happy for SZA getting that award.
Yeah, for sure. And it was a good song, so that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. See, oh dang, I was shady, not even trying. Like Doja Cat, I'm happy for you too that you won. Oh, yeah. That. But you were hosting, so I'm really not surprised by the fact of Doja Cat winning awards. But I am, you know, happy SZA came through. She slayed in her. I don't even know how you would describe her outfit. SZA's outfit with the white leafy. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Someone tell me how to put words to what SZA had on. It was a very interesting outfit. It was white. I liked it. I need help describing that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now on to best hip hop. So Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion again. WAP was in the nominations. Drake and Lil Durk, Laugh Now, Cry Later. Lil Baby with Meg Thee Stallion on Me Remix. Ooh, I wouldn't have thought to put that one in there, but that was a dope hip-hop collaboration this year.
Right.
Moneybagg Yo says something. Polo G with Rapstar. And Travis Scott, Young Thug, and MIA with Franchise, which is actually who won.
That was a little shock to me because I feel like that song didn't get a lot of like hype and credibility that it did at the time that it came out because it was still kind of like
right
quarantine. I don't know.
Over WAP and Laugh Now, Cry Later. Said some, even the On Me remix, like I feel like all of those songs kind of got more love than the Travis joint.
Yeah.
That particular Travis joint anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an interesting choice right there. But on the flip side, let's go to this R&B because that was the category I was waiting on.
Yeah, for best R&B, you had Beyonce, Blue Ivy, St. John, WizKid with Brown Skin Girl. You got Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, oh, Silk Sonic with Leave the Door Open. You also got Chris Brown, Young Thug, Go Crazy, Giveon, Heartbreak Anniversary, her featuring Chris Brown would come through, and SZA's Good Days.
And you know who won that one? Do we even got to say it?
That god dang Silk Sonic won that one.
Always coming through, taking the awards.
You know they make me sick.
But Beyonce got her things on Best Cinematography. Her, Blue Ivy, St. John, and WizKid, they all won for Brown Skin Girl, which if you look at that video, they should have won that award.
Definitely.
And then another one of the interesting ones was Best Art Direction. I don't know if I agreed with the winner of this one.
Yeah, because out of the categories, you had Beyonce, Major Lazer already. You had Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits, Lady Gaga 911, Lil Nas X, Montero, and Saweetie and Doja Cat, Best Friend, which is the one who won.
Yeah, which, I mean, it was a dope video, do not get me wrong. But yeah. Lil Nas X's video, I think, had better art direction than that. Mm-hmm. Beyonce's video had better art direction than that. And I'm sure Gaga's video, I didn't see it, but I'm pretty sure any Lady Gaga video is going to have better art direction than a Doja Cat video. I'm sorry.
For sure. Like, the only part I remember of that video was just, like, them in the test seat. And a lot of it was, like, green screen. So... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, that one was a little questionable right there. But that's like the main ones, the ones we cared about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some of these big moments, though. So you did have a little scuffle, maybe, yeah. Between Machine Gun Kelly and Conor McGregor. We know at award shows all the time people get into it. But yeah, so MGK and Conor got into a little something-something when there was a picture that came out of Conor McGregor basically swinging on Machine Gun Kelly. Now, he missed him, and then it's like somebody in the middle stopping them from, like, getting into it with each other. But we don't know why this happened. Like, there's no explanation as to what even started it. There's just pictures of them getting into it.
Ryan, I saw a video where, like, Conor McGregor had, like, thrown a drink at him on the red carpet.
Woo.
But I'm like, where you get a drink from?
Is this Love & Hip Hop? Is this Real Housewives of the VMAs? Like, what's going on? I'm confused.
Same here. Like, I don't know how this beef or scuffle started, or why it started, but...
And the funny thing is, Machine Gun Kelly's rep actually denied to Page Six that anything even happened. They're like, no, nothing happened. I'm like, dude, we see it in the pictures. Like, right. There's a picture of him swinging on you. Now, granted, he missed it. He missed the swing, which isn't that his career and job, like, to swing on people? I'm trying to figure out how he missed, but that's another story. Megan Fox, who's Machine Gun Kelly's girlfriend, she was there, too. And they were appearing unbothered and unscathed as the night went on.
As they should.
Another big moment was Doja Cat's outfits as she was hosting. She got very extravagant with it, very camp, very Lady Gaga with the outfits.
Mm-hmm.
She dressed up as a caterpillar. She wore a chair for a hat. Very eccentric looks from Doja this time around for the VMAs.
Right, and I feel like that's her life, you catch some of her lives. Like, I remember that one live where she was like, she had like the chain piece on her head and she was like doing Roddy Ricch's In the Box, like medieval style.
Yeah.
So I'm like, she's known to be kind of like extravagant and different. So I felt like it wasn't strange for her to be dressed with the chicken feet shoes or something like that. But
that's Doja Cat for you. And I think other big moments too was the Normani performance and the Ja Rule and Ashanti reunion link up situation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those were major as well. How did you like the Normani, Janet homage, bringing Teyana Taylor out? Because that was a huge moment on social media, too.
I thought it was dope. I'm glad that Normani was able to perform. And, you know, Teyana Taylor, her being, well, saying she was retired and her being able to perform on a big stage like that as well. And, you know, the paying homage to Janet Jackson. And if you saw the performance, you know the performance, what they was doing. But
right.
I liked it.
Yeah, the choreography was A1 for that performance as well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Ashanti, Ja Rule, you know, classics, performing the hits. We know the early 2000s vibes.
Exactly.
Now let's get on to A Boogie, because that is the VMAs. You want the full list, you know, you can check it out online. Now let's talk about this A Boogie performance that was supposed to happen in London, but he wound up getting arrested before the show.
Yeah, so A Boogie was supposed to be at the Wireless Festival in London, which is a pretty big festival that goes on. But some of the fans were notified that A Boogie would not be performing for his slot. And they said, there's been an incident with A Boogie with the hoodie. He is safe and we are working to change his set to sometime tomorrow.
Mm.
So then he later hopped on Twitter to notify his fans about what stopped him from performing. And he said, SMH, sorry to everyone who came out to see me at Wireless. Police locked me up before I went on stage for something I was accused of 2 years ago.
Mm.
I'm okay and I'll try my best to make it up to you guys.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh. And then video came out a little bit later of A Boogie in handcuffs and surrounded by police. And they didn't even say what exactly they arrested him for. He just said something that he was accused of 2 years ago. But it's like, all right, well, what were you accused of? And why are they just now arresting you for this?
Yeah.
It's looking like a targeted type of situation, if you ask me, with the information that we have now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they never did give an explanation, but they gave a statement from the Metropolitan Police. It said, on Saturday, September 11th, a 25-year-old man was arrested at the Wireless Festival in Crystal Palace Park. The arrest was made by Met Police officers at the request of the Greater Manchester Police. The man was released on bail to attend a Greater Manchester Police Station at a later date.
Hmm.
That's even a weird statement coming from police. Like, number one, we know who you're talking about, so why are you saying the man? Just say whatever A Boogie's real name is, artist.
Yeah.
Boogie. I don't know A Boogie's real last name.
Right.
But just say whatever it is and then say why they arrested him. They just like, I don't know. I feel like they were skirting around the information in that statement.
Yeah, it was kind of odd how they worded it, but
yeah.
I don't know.
A little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's A Boogie's arrest. Now let's talk about more positive things that are going on out here. So DX Rising Star Young Blue, he's been growing as an artist, as a man. He just turned 27 recently, and he's decided to make a big change, a big name change.
Yep, he took to social media to say, new chapter, I'm taking the young off my name. I'm just Blue now, and it's all capital.
Okay, Blue.
Yep.
Blue. I feel like that sounds like a nice cologne.
Yeah, nice, either like a nice cologne, nice wine, nice drink, something fancy.
Right. Oh, that is a nice cologne, Chanel Blue. Oh, Chanel de Blue.
There we go.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, got it. Well, Blue, I was about to call him Young Blue again. Blue, you're named after a cologne that smells pretty great on guys now. So
there you go.
Kudos to you for that. He's also on his Moon Boy tour right now, so he's rocking shows across the world. Like, Lil Young Blue. See, this is why it's good he took the Young off, because now it's just Blue. I don't have to get him mixed up with the other Lils and Youngs.
Right, exactly.
Now let's talk about Lil Baby. So the Back Outside tour is happening right now. We just went the other day. It was lit, as we know.
Yes.
Lil Baby puts on a show, man. I didn't realize how great of a show Lil Baby puts on.
Yeah, I didn't really take into consideration like all his rhymes. He's mm-hmm. able to perform all the lyrics
right
on the stage with like breath control crazy. So
crazy. And you know, just a few years ago, people were making fun of Lil Baby's for his performance and his supposed lack of stage presence back then, because he would really kind of just walk back and forth on stage, kind of be mumbling into the mic. Like, you could tell he was just starting out. It wasn't never a bad show, but you could tell this is someone that doesn't have tons of experience on the stage. Mm-hmm. But to see the show back then and see it now, it's like night and day. Like, he had the live dancers coming out. Yep. He had transitions that were dope. He's interacting with the crowd, talking to people. Like, it's really a great show.
Yeah, it's a good point, because I did see him when he was like first starting out, and mm-hmm. there was a complete difference. So, I mean, good looks on Lil Baby.
Nah, the production value has gone way up. Mm-hmm. And that was the show that we saw here in Raleigh. Now, that one went over smooth. Everything was great. Everything was dope. Next day, he's in Charlotte, and then people decided to get crazy. Lil Baby got some crazy fans.
Yeah, and one of those crazy fans rushed onto the stage and stood there trying to speak to Lil Baby as he was performing.
Like, the way this man walked on stage, if you see the video, he got up there like Lil Baby knew he was coming and he was supposed to be there. He threw his arms out like when you see somebody, like a cousin or a friend you haven't seen in a while. You're like, hey, cousin, what's good? Like, that's how the dude came on stage to Lil Baby. And Lil Baby was just sitting there looking like, okay, like, are y'all gonna come get this man?
Right.
Lil Baby called the security over. Security comes and just clotheslines this dude, cleans him right off the stage. He's like dragging him by his shirt. The guy's pants almost come off. You can see his boxers. It was truly a spectacle.
How bold do you have to be to just come up on that big stage? It's an outdoor arena, so it's thousands and thousands of people, and you just know you're going to get taken off.
Right. It, I don't know if it was the clout or just truly for the love of Lil Baby that he did this, but security definitely made an example out of him, and the tweets had me crying. What I say, I was dead. Like, all right, but just let me read some. So somebody said, the dude weighs 125 pounds. One tweet says, the dude weighs 125 pounds. Security didn't have to do that, but I'm glad he did for entertainment purposes. Period. No, that really was entertaining, though. I needed that tackle. Like, that put the icing on the cake for the performance for me.
Right.
Somebody said, that dude deleted Lil Baby from all of his Spotify.
Nope.
After getting tackled like that, I think I might have to delete him, too, honestly.
Right. Got to.
And then another person made a good point. She said security was lacking. He could have poked Lil Baby up by the time they got to him.
Right.
I thought that was a good point, because Lil Baby did sit there and look at him for a second, and it took security a little while to get to the guy. Like, if he had intended to do harm to Lil Baby, he really could by that time. Like, if he wanted to shoot him, stab him, whatever, like, he was close enough mm-hmm. to where he could have made something happen, and he had enough time before security got over there to do something.
Yeah, hopefully it was like the arena security and not his own security, because it was his own security not on top of it. Somebody getting fired.
Right off the bat. Mm-hmm. That was probably arena security, though, for real.
Yeah.
But Lil Baby did back away. His reflexes kicked in. He was looking a little shaky for a moment there, but his reflexes definitely kicked in. He backed up off a guy pretty quickly. But that's what happened. Thankfully, nobody was harmed, Lil Baby, nor the guy that got clotheslined. He might be a little scratched up at best, but you know, he's not seriously injured. I think that's a good note to end on today, though. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, all of that. Make sure you follow and subscribe, man, so you can get that notification every single time we drop a new episode. We've been getting some crazy feedback, too. We've been getting some good feedback. I've been getting texts about it, calls, you know, Instagram comments. We also have a hater or two, too. They don't like that we talk about Drake this much on the podcast.
I mean, what do you expect from us, sir or madam? Like,
it was a sir. He has some very strongly worded things to say. We'll talk about it next podcast, though. In the meantime, make sure you follow us. I'm at Asia Sky on all platforms.
I'm at A-Dub on everything, too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.